Okay, as we'll see later on in the course, you might also get a question as to why we need an understanding of the business. Okay, so we've shown you how to get an understanding, but why? And the things to remember to mention really are, number one, to identify and assess the risks of the business. Number two, then, to design audit procedures, you know, how much to do and what type of procedures to do, to help try and reduce those risks. And number three, get enough evidence for all the assertions. Now, we'll look at assertions later on in the course, but basically it's one, assess the risks. Number two, then we can design audit procedures for those risks. And number three, then get sufficient evidence for the assertions to help us give an opinion on the accounts. You could also mention things like it helps you assess the adequacy of the accounting system. It helps you become more competent to perform the audit. It helps you understand what laws and regulations there are that might impact the entity that you're auditing. And also, you get time and you can think about the reliability of the different evidence sources that you're going to use. Now, all these things will be covered later on in the course, but I thought it was worthwhile mentioning now.